This TFMR podcast is brought to you by your friends at JM Bullion. Visit jmbullion.com for all your gold and silver bullion needs. Well, greetings out there to everybody at TFMR. It is Monday, June the 20th, a little bit after noon Eastern time. As you know, it is a U.S. market holiday. And so with that, I figured, why would we record a podcast today? There's nothing going on. I don't have any charts to update. So I thought this would be a perfect day to do something a little bit different. And instead of a daily podcast, have one of our special CEO podcasts. You know the drill. I mean, there are a handful of companies that I own in my portfolio, and I know some of you own a lot of them too, that we like to get updates on a timely basis just to find out how things are going. One of those I've owned for a long time is Gold Mining Inc. Remember, and that's all kind of part of a group of companies. There's Gold Royalty Incorporated. There's Uranium Royalty is another one that I own. But gold mining has always been something that this stock has always intrigued me. And now it is, like so many others, on sale. Let's put it that way. And so I think we all know where this is headed. In the months to come, the Fed and all the other central banks will pivot, as they always have, and the reflation, they'll be buying everything, and QE will begin, and the metals and the miners will soar. So with that in mind, it's like, okay, well, what are the right ones to buy? If everything's been marked down 50% in the last 2 months, what are the ones to buy if we're going to do some bargain shopping? And that's when I thought, because of the specific fundamentals of Gold Mining Inc., I thought you might all need a reminder. So joining me is a guy we've talked to before, Alistair Still, who is the CEO of Gold Mining Inc. Alistair, happy Monday.
Yeah, happy Monday, Craig. Good afternoon. Happy to be here today. Thanks for having me.
Well, and I guess that's one thing about having the stock market closed for a day, kind of frees up our schedules a little bit to be able to do these kinds of things. Your company, Gold Mining Inc., trades on the New York Stock Exchange, GLDG. Is that correct?
That's right. GLDG, trade also on Toronto. It's a little easier ticker symbol, G-O-L-D, gold, which is, of course, what we're focused on.
That's exactly right, brother. All right. So I'm just going to kind of turn this over to you for a minute or two, because I phrase this as, if you're out there bargain shopping, where are the biggest bargains, right? Where are the ones that you want to be adding to your portfolio? And I think this is one of them. So tell me a little bit about, let's start with what you've done recently, because you had a recent transaction. And then let's remind everybody, of your market cap. I mean, the share price has come all the way down from 2 to 1. And, some of the value that's built into that market cap. Anyway, run with it, Alistair. Tell me a little bit, remind everybody a little bit about your company.
Absolutely. Well, I think the first thing is, our name of our company says it all, Gold Mining Inc. We're very focused in gold and precious metals. We have one of the largest mineral resource portfolios in our sector. We have close to 32 million gold equivalent ounces as measured and indicated and inferred resources, about 16 million measured and indicated, further 16 million gold equivalent ounces inferred. So very large portfolio. We're entirely within the Americas, so good, solid, stable jurisdictions, and focused on gold. We have a little bit of copper exposure as well, but a solid and diversified portfolio. So we're not betting on one single asset here. And, I like your comment about companies being on sale, and certainly companies can go on sale for different reasons, but I think if you're going to go bargain shopping, you need to look at the fundamentals. Sometimes companies are on sale for a reason. Others are caught up in a broader industry or market trend. And I think gold mining, like many gold stocks right now, has been caught up in a broad sell-off in the market in the recent weeks. And really, the fundamentals haven't changed for our company. We still see gold at the time of this interview, close to $1,850 per ounce, so a good solid gold price. We have good solid projects in our portfolio. We're advancing them. And we have a few key catalysts coming up. Now, all of this topped off by a strong management team, which we've supplemented over the last few months. We've brought in some significant industry experienced veterans with, you know, close to 25 and 30 years experience, who've worked for the major companies, who know what these companies are looking for. They know how to do the work right. So we put quality into our products. And so we've got solid fundamentals of projects, a team, and then back it all up with a solid balance sheet. We have close to $70 million at the time of this interview on our balance sheet. A big chunk of that is the 20.7 million shares we own in Gold Royalty Corporation. That was a company we created just over a year ago. It's done extremely well. We've crystallized that value onto our balance sheet. And in fact, that holding we have in Gold Royalty now even pays us a dividend. Over $800,000 a year of dividend income we have coming up on an annualized basis. So all solid fundamentals that show that there are some value plays out there. And I think gold mining would, you know, really stands out as a value play in an otherwise broadly sold off market right now.
And Alistair, just to remind everybody, your background coming to this, I mean, you've been in the industry for decades.
Well, yeah, you're trying to make me sound a bit old now, but yeah.
Sorry.
I did have almost 25 years working for major operating companies, such as the likes of Newmont and Goldcorp, mm-hmm. and Kinross, Placer Dome. These are all companies I'd worked for at the operational level. I'd worked, started as a geologist, and I worked into technical services at the operations and exploration. And then I worked in project development. So I've built mines, including internationally in South America. And then over 10 years working in corporate development, doing M&A activity, billions of dollars of deals for the major companies. So that broad background working for major companies really set me up well when I saw this opportunity of portfolio that really hadn't been moved in a while. And I looked at it like a blank canvas, waiting to be crafted and move forward. And that's exactly what we've done. We've taken this portfolio and we've started to move it forward and to unlock the value. One of the first key steps in unlocking that value was the transaction we talked about to create Gold Royalty Corp last year. We brought in David Garofalo to run that company, a very experienced industry leader, former CEO of Goldcorp. I also wear a part-time role on that company as the director of technical services. So I help oversee their activities as well from a technical basis, a good solid company. But we crystallized that onto our balance sheet. And that's a move that we followed up with on a couple of other important catalysts that our shareholders can look forward to coming up. And one of those announcements was we announced the creation of a new entity just earlier this year called U.S. Gold Mining. And it's exactly what the name says, focused on gold in the U.S. We have a very large project in Alaska called our Whistler Project. Has close to 10 million gold equivalent ounces. It's a solid project with gold and over a billion pounds of copper on the resource statement. It's only about 100 miles from Anchorage, so it's in a very favorable part of the state. It hasn't been drilled in over 10 years, and we see a lot of upside there. So we see the creation of U.S. Gold Mining Inc., something we can focus on as part of a U.S.-based product, focus, keeping jobs and the economy strong in the U.S. We see Alaska very open to that type of development. We've brought in an experienced CEO for that, Tim Smith, who previously had worked for Newmont and Goldcorp and led a major discovery next door in the Yukon of over 5 million ounces of gold. So very experienced working in the North, very experienced in knowing what the majors are looking for. Tim is going to lead our new entity, U.S. Gold Mining Inc., and we're looking to launch that similar to what we did with Gold Royalty last year. So that's an important catalyst coming up. That's something to watch out for. And also very exciting, for the first time in our company's history, we're actually starting a drill campaign. And we announced earlier this year starting of a fairly modest drill program, but I think an important one, on our La Mina project in Colombia, where earlier this year we had announced a new preliminary economic assessment on the project, and it showed very strong economics. And what we recognized with the project was that with the base resource that we had, we also had a very exciting target only about a half mile away. So within the same footprint, within the same geologic area, but we had a third target which was bigger than the first two that have the resource on it. And we said, well, if we can drill on that target and expand the resource significantly, which we think is very likely, so it's going to materially change the economics on that project. So we started the drilling in April, and stay tuned for results from that drilling as we get assay results in over the next next short while. So exciting times to have a drill program launched, exciting times to be launching a new spin out or a new entity in U.S. gold mining. And then just last week as well, we also had another value unlocking transaction. And that is, we took one of our projects, which was non-core to us, but we announced the transaction where we were going to enter an agreement with NevGold on our Almaden project in Idaho. It's a project we had only acquired 2 years ago for just around $1 million. And we've announced a transaction now where we can realize up to $16.5 million on that project from NevGold. And at the same time, we get to share in the upside. We will have equity in NevGold. We'll become a major shareholder as they advance the project. And as the project advances, and as they drill their other project in Nevada, some of the best gold mining lands in the country, we will benefit from the upside. So I think a great transaction, one more example of how we're unlocking value from the portfolio.
And Alistair, one of the things that I've always liked about, and this is why about your company and the group of companies is, and what makes, to my mind, always makes them different, is it's not like you've just got, you know, cash and some stakes in the ground. And if you want to expand it, then we got to go raise some more cash and that sort of thing. You talk about U.S. gold, and will you be retaining, does your company retain some shares of that? Will you become a shareholder of that one?
Yeah, absolutely. That's the same format that we did with Gold Royalty, where Gold Mining will become the largest shareholder
when that's
launched. And the benefit to our shareholders is that we get to advance that project without dilution to our shares. We'll raise money on the markets when that gets launched. That lets that project grow and expand, and Gold Mining stands to benefit significantly from the upside in that as the project is advanced. So it's a very efficient way to move a very good project forward and not dilute our shareholders.
Okay, and see, now that's kind of what I'm getting at, because you'll have then on your, I guess, would we call it part of your book value? I guess
it goes right to our balance sheet.
Yeah,
absolutely,
okay.
Like the shares in Gold Royalty, and we crystallize that value. Yep,
and that's what I want to remind everybody of, because that's what makes us different. In that, you've got, what'd you say, almost 21 million shares of Gold Royalty, and that thing's trading at, you know, 240 or 250 US, but it's been a lot higher than that. But it's just been washed back like everything else. So it's like what, $60 million?
Close to 60 million. And then, okay, if you add in the further 10 million plus or minus in our last quarterly statement in cash we have on hand. And then you look at our total market cap and you take that off. So that really leaves you what we call our enterprise value, market cap less your assets.
Yeah.
You think that enterprise value divided by 32 million gold equivalent ounces gives you an unheard of value of something like, $3-4 per ounce. And you think, well, what does that mean? Well, I would challenge that with any of our peers or any of our similar sized companies or even much bigger companies. And these are companies with similar assets, sometimes singular assets, which carry a greater risk because they don't have the diversity, and sometimes in more challenging environments, mm-hmm, they can trade at $20, $30, $40, $50 per resource ounce. So there's a gap there. And I think that gap is what really we're trying to bridge. And once the gap starts to be bridged, there's a significant return there, from $3-4 per ounce up to $30, $40, $50 per ounce. That's a significant gain. And that's what we see as our target. That's what we see as the opportunity with, the continued unlocking of value with U.S. Gold Mining Inc., the advancing of our project, drilling our project, creating value, and really take these assets, let them shine, not let them be bundled up into one entity that hasn't been seen the light of day in some cases 10 years. Let those assets shine. And when people see that, they'll recognize the true value of that. And I say, even, getting close to the low end of where a basket of comparables would be, we see a significant upside for our shareholders.
Yeah. And see, that's the thing. You've got, 70 million dollars there. And the stock, your total market cap is that 170 million?
Yeah, plus or minus. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So for $100 million, you're getting, give everybody again, those the total amount of ounces.
Well, there's 32 million gold equivalent ounces. So on a simplistic calculation, that's worth, what, $3 or $4 per ounce, what the market's giving us credit for. It's unheard of.
Exactly. So that's what makes this so remarkable. I mean, there are obviously other companies that are bargains now. But this is pretty remarkable. Let me ask you this, given your experience, and you can relate this to Gold Mining Inc. There are people out there that look at the gold price and they look at the Fed and hiking as they're currently doing and inflation, all this kind of stuff. And they try to say that, you know, gold could go down to $1,000 an ounce and that sort of thing. They're mainly looking at technicals, just chasing a dot on the screen. How do you plan for, how do you project forward in all those scenarios where, okay, this, you know, the Fed just tightens and we head into like almost a deflationary environment where gold does go down further? Or how do you plan for, you know, the opposite, which in my mind is more likely, that, you know, the printers get ramped back on again because they can't afford to stop them, and prices start going much higher instead? How do you plan for both of those scenarios?
Well, I think we're planning on two fronts. One is that by keeping a strong balance sheet, the reality is we can withstand a drop in the gold price. Even though we think it's unlikely, we're in a good position to withstand it. We've shown very efficient use of our capital. I think the last time we did a public raise, actually was in 2016 even. So many years since we've done a raise, we've been very efficient with our capital. So if we have to hunker down, we can. Some companies are not able to do that. They run into trouble, but we're in good shape financially with a very strong balance sheet. So that's the first scenario that we have to have as our contingency plan. But that's not the scenario we see as likely. And in fact, I see, you know, current gold prices, I think a very strong opportunity for them to rise. You have to look at some of the fundamentals. We've seen and we've heard many companies talk about peak gold for a number of years now, and that is... During the last cycle, companies cut back on exploration. They cut back on their future development. And the expense of that was that the major mining companies over the last several years simply have not been replacing what they've been mining. So that is indicative of the reserves decline. And when the major mining companies have declining reserves, that forces them to look elsewhere to fill their development pipeline. Yes, they can add to exploration, but exploration can take 5, 10, 15 years to fill the holes in their pipeline. What they'll also have as an alternative is to look to companies such as ours with a diverse portfolio of assets, which are already at the resource stage, still have upside for further drilling. They can look at acquiring projects, adding them to their pipeline and advancing them quicker. So we see that as an opportunity. And really, that pushes the demand side of things for projects such as ours, and also prices of the physical metal itself, I think will stay buoyant and be pushed by a demand basis. And I think that demand basis might also, you know, swing back to, you know, where people are looking to put their money. I mean, as the markets get you know, choppier and the returns are dwindling, people will look, I think, more to a safe haven. We've seen what's happened to some of the cryptocurrencies over the last several months. There's been some extreme volatility there, and it hasn't been very pleasant. I think people will look for, you know, some relative safety in gold. Gold has been around for millennia as a store of value, as a hedge against inflation. I think people will be turning back to gold in a greater demand, which will, I think, push the price even higher. And higher gold prices directly translates into, you know, leverage for our shareholders. We can leverage that gold price for much higher returns, and our shareholders will do very well in a rising gold price environment.
And one more thing about those shareholders, because it's not just dumb old me that has figured this out. You've got some pretty big names that are long-term shareholders, correct?
We do. We've had some major institutions. We've also had some significant individuals who've invested. And I like to tell people myself, I mean, I could have been quite comfortable staying on working for major mining companies, but I've chose to invest in my own company. I'm very comfortable in the shares, and see it as a tremendous opportunity to gain in value. And that's really the excitement for me here, is unlocking this value and translating that into upside for our shareholders.
And we always talk about, you know, once the institutions get turned on, you know, and this may do it, this cycle that we're in, you know, because stocks are down, bonds are down, Bitcoin is down, and yet gold's up 1%. And maybe people will learn a lesson this time and want more exposure to this sector going forward. And you've already got, didn't BlackRock, don't they hold some shares?
They do, yes. Yep. Okay. They're one of many institutions who actually have our stock. And I would think that in the next while, there'll be plenty of companies who are looking to expand their position, because as you started the discussion today, you know, it's a great value play.
I mean,
you know, we've been caught up in a broad market sell-off, which is disproportionately affecting gold stocks when really the fundamentals are still there.
We want this institutional buying. It's what we're all waiting for. But you got to be on their radar. I mean, there's thousands of mining companies that nobody really knows about, and you got to go out and kick the tires. But if you're already on the radar and they want to add to positions, that makes it, I mean, you're already on third base. Would that be a good?
Well, absolutely. And I think as well, I mean, you know, think of the fundamentals, and I'll keep going over this. It's, you know, it's the focus on gold.
Yeah.
It's in the Americas. It's not jurisdictions that you have to look up on a map to find out where they are. We're focused only in five countries in the Americas, all solid jurisdictions. We've got diversity in the portfolio, so it's not single asset risk. We have some exposure to copper. It's not our primary metal, but a significant exposure to copper as well. So as we advance projects and as the importance of copper becomes more and more relevant mm-hmm. to, you know, the greener-based sectors of the economy, whether that be electric vehicles or the expansion of power grids to provide power for a growing electric fleet across the country, copper remains important. So that keeps us diversified. You know, strong balance sheet, strong team doing it. All the check marks should be there for fundamentals of a solid company.
No doubt about it. All right. So to recap, this is one, again, if we're out there looking for something that's been just kind of washed back with everything else, and you want to take a look and be kicking the tires on things that might be considered bargains, this is Gold Mining Incorporated, GLDG. In the U.S. on the New York Stock Exchange, G-O-L-D, that's the easiest part about it up in Canada, just gold. You know, I'm surprised. Did you have to, like, buy that ticker symbol from somebody because you think that's the one you'd want?
Alex? Well, actually, one of the world's largest mining companies holds that ticker symbol in the U.S., but we got to it first in Canada. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, it's a great ticker symbol, and G-O-L-D-G. GLD, sorry, in Canada, and GLDG in the US. It's easy to remember and a great ticker symbol as well.
No doubt about it. Alistair, thank you. I really, really appreciate it. I would imagine the back half of this year is going to be quite interesting for your company. Promise me you'll come back and we'll do this again soon.
Absolutely. Would be a real pleasure to come back. Thanks for having me on today, and have a great afternoon, Craig.
You too, my friend. And from all of us here at TFMR, thanks for listening. Again, as you're out there looking for bargains, please be sure to check out Gold Mining Incorporated.